Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to stop your horse from changing canter leads. Now, flying changes are one movement that every aspiring dressage rider wants to teach their horse. However, an unwanted change of canter lead during a dressage test is a major mark loser, and it will probably get you a score of 4 at best for that movement in which the change occurred. So why do some horses pop in an unwanted flying change of lead, and how can you stop your horse from doing that? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. Now firstly, let's just have a quick reminder of the mechanics of the canter. Now, the canter is a 3-beat gait that begins when the horse pushes off with his outside hind leg. The inside hind leg and the outside forelegs then swing together in a diagonal pair, and finally the inside foreleg moves forward before a moment of suspension, and then the sequence repeats. For example, if you're travelling on the right reining canter, your horse should have the following footfalls. So the left hind leg initiates the stride sequence by touching the floor first. And then the right hind and the left foreleg move together in a diagonal pair. And then it's the right foreleg, which is the leading leg, then a moment of suspension, and again the sequence continues. Now, to stay in right canter, the horse needs to remain balanced both laterally, which is side to side, and longitudinally, which is over the back. Now, why does the correct canter lead matter? Well, we want the horse to be on the correct leg for the direction in which he is moving for a couple of reasons. So number one is to help him maintain balance. Number two is so he can show correct bend through his body. And number three is to encourage the inside hind leg to come more underneath the horse. Now, whilst we're talking about correct canter leads, what about counter canter? Because in counter canter, we're purposely asking the horse to work on the wrong leg. And that exercise is all about developing suppleness and obedience to the rider's aids. Now, sometimes when we ask the horse to work in counter canter, the horse will change leads. And that usually happens because the horse is losing his balance and may be stiff through his back. So he tries to compensate for that by switching to the canter lead that he finds more comfortable for the direction in which he is travelling. Now also, you must remember that you've spent ages teaching your horse to canter on the correct lead. So sometimes when a horse is asked to canter on the wrong lead, he will change the canter lead himself. Now, to prevent your horse from changing leads in counter canter, you need to maintain the bend to the leading leg and keep control of the outside shoulder with your outside rein to prevent the horse from falling to the track and changing leads. But in this podcast episode, we're going to focus on the horse changing canter leads when not in counter canter. So for example, if you're on the right rein, we want the horse to canter in right canter lead, and we're talking about why would the horse change to the left canter lead. So let's look at some reasons. So reason number one is physical problems. So if your horse suddenly begins changing leads when he didn't do previously, then it's highly likely that there's a physical reason for that. So before attempting to solve the problem from the saddle, you need to make sure that the horse is not in any pain or discomfort. So try lunging or loose schooling your horse to see if he still changes canter leads. And if your horse routinely shows a preference to one lead over the other, then you should have him checked out by a vet or an equine physio to rule out any physical reason for the problem. Now, reason number two is the fitting of tack. Because a poorly fitting saddle that pinches can also cause the horse to change leads, again in response to his discomfort. So make sure that you have your saddles fitted and checked by a qualified saddle fitter just to be on the safe side. Okay, so moving on to number three, and that is lack of suppleness and strength. So just like people, horses are more supple and stronger on one side than the other. So you'll probably find that your horse bends more easily in one direction than the other. Now, if your horse lacks suppleness, he will probably find it difficult to travel straight. He will more than likely bring his quarters in so that he doesn't move on one track with his hind feet following in the tracks of his front feet. And instead, he will move on two or even three tracks instead. Now, a stiff horse will often change cantileads to his stronger side when asked to perform a movement that he finds difficult. Now, in the case of a young horse, that could simply be negotiating a corner of the arena or performing a shallow loop in canter. Now, another reason for the horse to change leads, reason number four, is balance. Because horses usually change cantileads in an effort to keep their balance. And a horse's balance can be affected by several things, including your own balance and position and any tension that your body has that the horse can feel. Now, very sensitive horses can detect even the subtlest of changes in the rider, and that can have a massive influence on the horse's balance. So if you lose your balance and your weight moves towards the horse's stronger side, then he may change leads in response to your accidental cue. Now, moving on to reason number five, and that is an unbalanced and ineffective rider. Now, unfortunately, poor riding can cause the horse to put in a flying change. So you need to be able to sit up straight, upright, in balance in the centre of the saddle with an independent seat and a strong, still leg. Now, if you continually wobble or bounce about in the saddle, then it's extremely difficult for the horse to interpret the signals that you're giving him. So ask a friend to video you riding so that you can see what you're doing when the horse changes leads. Now, many of times, the horse will change the leg purely to save himself and the rider when he becomes very unbalanced. So lunge lessons on a well-balanced schoolmaster can be an excellent idea if you are struggling with your position, especially if your horse is young or inexperienced. Now, the last reason we're going to talk about, reason number six, for why a horse would change cantileads is because the horse understands flying changes. Now, dressage judges often see horses putting in perfect flying changes when changing the rein in canter. Now, that's usually because the horse has learned how to do flying changes and is merely anticipating what the rider will ask him to do. Now, to stop your horse from changing leads when you don't want him to, focus on maintaining the bend towards the leading leg and keep the horse straight and in balance. Okay, so now we know reasons why the horse may change his cantilead, how do we actually stop the horse from doing it? Well, assuming that there's no physical reason and the lead changes are not pain related, then you need to work on improving your horse's balance and suppleness. And here are a couple of exercises to help you out. So exercise number one is to go back to basics. So ride a 20 metre circle in working canter and focus on the bend, because it's very difficult for your horse to change leads if you maintain the correct bend. So keep the horse slightly bent around your inside leg with his nose over his leading leg. Keep your outside rein contact to control the horse's shoulder and prevent him from drifting out on the circle, and use your outside leg slightly behind the girth to guard the hindquarters. And keep riding the horse forwards. Now, if you feel that the horse is about to lose balance and maybe threaten to change cantileads, or if the horse does indeed throw in a cantilead, then ride a transition to trot. Rebalance the horse and then pick up the correct cantilead again. Now, exercise number two is to focus on straightness. Now, keeping the horse straight in canter is very important, because if the horse is crooked, he will be unbalanced throughout the corners and therefore more likely to change leads. So start on a 20 metre circle in medium walk and ride the horse in shoulder four positioning to help keep him straight. Keeping plenty of impulsion, ask the horse for a canter transition directly from the walk, and keep the bend to the leading leg on the circle, but don't allow the horse to fall out through the shoulder. Now, once you're confident that the horse is working from your inside leg to your outside hand and he is balanced, then you can ride a few steps off the circle down the long side of the arena, again maintaining the shoulder four positioning. Now, before the horse tries to change leads, you can then ride off the track and onto the circle again, maintaining the correct bend. And then rebalance the horse and repeat the exercise, each time taking a few more strides down the long side of the arena. Eventually, you should be able to ride the whole long side without the horse changing leads. So now let's move on to talk about changing canter leads behind only. Because some horses will change leads behind when their front legs continue to follow the correct sequence, and this results in a disunited canter. Now, horses generally go disunited for two main reasons. So, reason number one is, again, physical pain. Now, if the horse has suffered an injury, perhaps as a result of a cross-country fall or having been caught cast in the stable, or simply from clowning around while being turned out with others, the horse may try to compensate for the disability and escape the discomfort by changing leads behind. So before you do anything else, you need to have your horse's back checked out by an equine physio and your vet. Reason number two is weakness. Now, young horses at the beginning of their training and those that are being retrained from a previous career are often very weak behind the saddle. Now, that lack of strength can cause the horse to change leads behind, usually in an attempt to favour the stronger side. Now, to address the problem, you need to add plenty of strengthening work into your horse's work schedule, and that can include the following. So, you could ride transitions on 20 metre circles, you can trot over raised ground poles, you can ride up and down hills when you're out hacking, so walk down the hill and then slowly trot or canter up the hill, and you can also do some jumping. Now, you can either do the jumping under saddle, or if you don't want to jump yourself, then you can loose school your horse over some fences. Now, the last point we want to cover in this podcast episode is that you must correct any mistakes. So if your horse changes lead or goes disunited, don't just carry on regardless, hoping that the horse will correct himself, because the chances are that he won't. The horse won't understand that he's made a mistake unless you correct him. So when the canter goes wrong, bring the horse back to trot and immediately put him back into the canter on the lead you want. Now, this is crucial for two reasons. So firstly, the horse won't understand that he's got it wrong if you don't correct him. And secondly, the horse's weaker side won't have an opportunity to get better if you always allow him to favour his stronger side. So to wrap this episode up, if your horse changes his canter lead, usually that's because he's unbalanced, lacks suppleness, or has some physical problem that's causing him to favour one lead over the other. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.